Now today I talk about the complete surface process tomography of one-way quantum computing, and I'm using ultra-slow normal process tomography technique. The aim of the quantum information science is realization of quantum computer, and one of the goal is to realize a quantum gate with error rate 0 for trial threshold. And this work, I demonstrated a process tomography of optical one-way quantum computation and discussed the error rate estimation method for fault tolerant theory. Goal is still far away, but so providing some direction for the fault tolerant theory. And outline of this talk is like this, and first I introduce a one-way quantum computation and this linear optical implementation, and I demonstrated process tomography of basic gates, and we discussed about the error rate analysis for fault tolerance theory with several error models, like stochastic Pauli error model and stochastic SCPTP error and the general local error model. So one-way quantum computation is now very popular, and so it is first preparing a special entangled state cluster state, and after preparing a cluster state, what we need to do is one qubit measurement and crosscut feed forward. So to show that works as a universal quantum computation, so what we should do is to show that we can make any one qubit rotation and one of a controlled two qubit gate. And one qubit rotation gate for one qubit rotation gate by measuring one qubit rotation is a kind of consecutive one qubit teleportation. So by measuring these bases, the state is teleported by, with the rotation and followed by Adamard, and the two consecutive measurements become the, this is the rotation, and this Adamard gate changes this Z rotation to X rotation. So we can perform Z rotation and X rotation, so we can get any kind of one qubit rotation. As for two qubit gate, the cluster state entanglement is made by the control phase gate. So it's naturally control phase gate is performed in this model. And similar to one qubit gate, the rotation and Adamard is performed. So to make the entanglement of cluster state, so in optics, so we have a very nice entanglement, two photon entanglement source, parametric down conversion, and to entangle more than two photons, we use such a technique for using PBS and post selection. And two photon is simultaneously clicked, then the post selected photon entangled. And by using this technique, so we can make four photon cluster states using a PDC source and linear optics and post-selection. So this is an experiment setup. So we use two of parametric down conversion source and two pair photon source, and we made four photon by PDC. And using the photon source and the linear optics and the detection, so we perform a quantum gate in a one-way cluster state model. And to perform a quantum gate, we need to prepare the initial state. So initial state is prepared by rotating halfway plate here. So by rotating halfway plate, the several kinds of cluster state is prepared, and this corresponds to the cluster state with several input states. And another way is measuring the 1-qubit state to prepare input. And this is a picture. And what I did this time is process tomography of the quantum gate. And process tomography is to determine process matrix chi of this. And A is the basis for the operator, acting on a density operator, and usually with Pauli basis. And to obtain this matrix chi, we need to prepare very many elements of the input state and measurement project. So normally we use a combination of HB plus R of inputs and the same one to the whole measurement project. And direct construction of the process matrix makes the matrix unphysical matrix. So we use maximal likelihood reconstruction to satisfy the matrix at the completely positive stress prism map. And 1-qubit rotation is we choose theta pi over 2. And so the rotation is like this. And the experimental result is like this. This is the ideal process matrix, and this is experimental obtained matrix. The process fidelity is around 90%, and the purity, so how much purity of the state is preserved in this process is around 86%. And 2-qubit gate case, we choose the theta 0, so the Z rotation is omitted, and also this Adamar gate is takes into the output as a measurement basis, so we can see a control Z gate, normal control Z gate. The, this is the process matrix of ideal case, and this is the experimental obtained matrix. The process fidelity is around 86%, and the purity is 77%. Okay, so now we change the topic to the relation between a process matrix and the Fortran threshold theory. Now I have a process matrix, so we can evaluate the error rate using the process matrix. So, but a threshold in the threshold is derived for specific error model. So the important question is the error model realistic or not? So the answer is not always yes. So first example is the stochastic Pauli error model. The, in this case, experimental matrix is decomposed to EDR matrix plus error matrix. And this error process is only Pauli errors. In this case, the error rate is simply 1 minus process fidelity. And Naif showed that in this model, the threshold becomes 3%, around 3%. But in this model, the error occurs only a diagonal part of the inner gate basis. But in an experiment, this is in our experiment in written in a gate basis, we have such a off diagonal error also. And 2-qubit case also we have several off diagonal error. So to see more clearly the off diagonal part, so useful to see the degree of coherence defined as this, and it clearly shows that we have a much of coherent error. Another error model is stochastic, completely positive, trace preserving error. For this error, there are several threshold values. And in this error model, the experimental process is decomposed to EDR process plus error process. This error is any CPTP error. It includes, of course, coherence error. So what we should do is minimize this epsilon in this decomposition. However, in this case, the experimental process matrix often gives minimum epsilon equal to 1. And also, systematic error also often gives minimum epsilon is equal to 1. For example, slide over rotation. So, Weinhold et al. Proposed a method to overcome this problem, modify process matrix into a stochastic CPTP error model so by adding a fixed noise. So adding a fixed noise and in this new decomposition, finding a minimized epsilon dash. So in this model, so by adding extra noise, the minimum epsilon dash becomes decreased, and in this case, t equal 0.08 case, the take a minimum. But this adding noise also decreases the process fidelity, so it's a kind of wasteful. So. There is another model, a general local error model. In this case, the experimental process is a EDR process followed by error process. Okay, so in this case, error rate is estimated by this norm. This norm is a completely bounded trace norm, or called diamond norm. This is not popular so now, but it's a very important norm, and this corresponds to error probability. And in this model, experimentally obtained gate processes naturally in this model. So what we should do is calculate this norm. This norm, completely bounded trace norm, is defined like this. And this completely means similar to the completely positive map. In this case, the trace norm is completely bounded when adding tensor identity. Okay, so this is very most natural and widely applicable distance for super operator. And this satisfies a very good property of this. So we can use this norm for evaluating error or fault tolerance. And also good news is that to calculating this norm is easily obtained by a semi-definite programming by showing Waterloo. So let's compare the experimental error rate. The stochastic CPTP error rate, when noise is added, the error rate is in this one qubit case around 0.2, and in the general local error rate evaluated by the completely bounded trace norm is 0.11. So this is clearly below this rate. And so when a unitary over-rotation error case, the difference is very clear. So general local error is always much below the stochastic CPTP error when noise added. So by summarizing, threshold theory for several error models, the stochastic power error has a high threshold, around 3%, but experimentally, such an error is unexpected. But it's a good target value for other realistic error models. And the stochastic CPTP error has some threshold value, but the error rate often becomes minimizing epsilon equals to 1, but can be reduced by adding noise or there may be some other techniques. And general local error is very useful for any gate experiment, but no concrete threshold value to my knowledge. And but this paper shows the order of threshold is 10 to the minus 6. So, for conclusion is so we demonstrated process tomography of basic quantum gate of optical one-way quantum computation, and we discussed error rate estimation method for threshold theory with several error models. And so, general local error by evaluated by completely bounded stress norm or time norm is naturally corresponding to experiment, so very useful and really good measure. And in evaluating for such a norm, so this norm is very, in other case, also useful too, and convex optimization is also useful too for quantum information. Thank you very much. Thank you.